Accountability. I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media Moment, sponsored in part by BenSwan.com. A recently released report by a special reporter on human rights calls upon the United States and other responsible governments to publicly investigate civilian deaths at the hands of unmanned aerial vehicles, also known as drones. The latest report by Ben Emerson examined 30 individual cases in which civilian harm, defined as death, injury, or instances where civilians were put at immediate risk, took place. The cases stem from reports in Afghanistan, Pakistan, Yemen, Somalia, and Gaza. Emerson's report focuses on legal issues surrounding the United States and allies and their decision to bomb sovereign nations in pursuit of terrorists. Specifically, the special reporter questions the legality of a state encroaching on territory of another country with the intent to kill a person. So what can be done? I'll tell you after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. A United Nations special report on drone strikes is calling for states involved in at least 30 strikes to publicly investigate and explain them. The special reporter also recommends that the states whose territories were under attack to provide as much information as possible. Ben Emerson's final recommendation is for the Human Rights Council to establish a panel of experts to examine the legal issues raised by drones and targeted killings. The report states that the governments who initiated the attacks are now legally obligated to explain the deaths. And that may be the biggest issue of all here. The fact that not only are sovereign nations being bombed into an oblivion, but the United States feels no reason to explain what they are doing. What is most disappointing is that it's the United Nations asking for explanation instead of the American people who are being forced to pay for a policy that is nothing less than barbaric. For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
Keenly aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter Source fuses the two worlds together. Their product line is based on speed of movement, and the Shooter Source caters to both the three-gun competitor and the tactical operator. The Shooter Source specializes in the cutting-edge tools for any shooter of any discipline. See them on the range or online. Find out how at theshootersource.com. The Shooter Source, one philosophy encompassing all.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, SupernaturalSilver.com, and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Whew. Nice shoot. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Shall not be infringed, shall not be infringed, shall not be infringed.
Shall not be infringed. From the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
Rolling into the second hour on a Friday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in? 1-800-313-9443. That is 1-800-313-9443. Let me take this moment to mention the Battle Comp / Lock and Load promo. We are at 19, holding at 19. These things should be gone by now, folks. For a $100 donation to the Brian Terry Foundation, tax deductible, you can score a Battle Comp for nothing. At the end of the day. And you can score any of them in the product line. Any of them. They start out at $159 and then they go as high as $249 depending on which platform you need it for. That's going to truly change the characteristic of the way your weapon handles. Even the AR, even the light feeling AR, it's going to change that characteristic. It's going to keep you on target, which means you're more effective. And you'll get one with my logo on it versus the Battle Comp logo, which, like I said, it doesn't make it worth more, but it does make it unique. And I won't have one of them. You'll have something I won't have related to the show. So go check that out. You can find it on the webpage at lockandloadradio.com. You can find it on the Facebook page at Facebook/ Gun Owners of America Radio. I was talking about this attempt to appease people, to sway them to your side. And his name is Tom King. He's out of New York. He's also an NRA board member. And here's the thing about this attitude that he's doing. We are not going to be liked by everybody. The people, anybody that looks at somebody who's pounding their chest and saying, it's war, and doesn't look at that for what it really is. It's not the ones that are talking about that you need to be worried about. It's the ones that aren't talking. Those are the ones you need to be concerned about. You're not going to, no matter what the issue is, you're never going to be loved by everybody. We don't have to, and the Second Amendment is not something about being loved. It's not a matter of public opinion. There's nothing wrong with me getting out there and saying the Bill of Rights is something that was set up as a recognition of something that I was, the right I was born with, and as such cannot be monkeyed with. No matter how much they try to justify it, no matter how much public safety they're touting, no matter what. He doesn't want people to appear extreme and scary. Never mind the warnings that should be issued to the collectivists should they continue with their pursuit of things like confiscation and onerous laws and harassment. Never mind that they could be declaring war as an unintended consequence in their lust for power. I mean, that's what Cuomo's done. Don't be scary to the people we persuade. You need to put your eyes on the target, Mr. King. And forget about worrying about swaying the people who are disengaged. There is a segment in the United States today that couldn't care less about the way government works, doesn't want to know about it. They're only going to look up and notice it if something really drastic happens in their life that disrupts it. I have weapons because God gave me the right to have weapons, not the Second Amendment. And the opinions of the people are as subject to the vicissitudes of ideology as the times in which we see ourselves living. And in the mind of man, you cannot entrust the rights of mankind. Mr. King wants to place his he wants to place his trust in the black robes. And I submit this to you for your consideration. Even if tomorrow the Supreme Court decides that gun ownership is unconstitutional, we're not bound by that. We're not bound by any, you know, we're not bound by any mechanism a rogue government comes out with, even the black robes. If Mr. King is placing his trust in a certain class of people, he's building a house without a foundation. It is righteous to own a gun, to own weapons of self-defense, because that reflects the character of our Creator. Without this, I'm no different than the thugs out there and the collectivists who want to disarm me, except we happen to be on different sides of the issue. It means everything, everything, to be right and righteous. Until organizations like the NRA become as convinced of that foundation of their rights as I am, as Larry Pratt is, as you are, they're going to be weak. They're going to be neutered. They're an organization that is impotent to a certain degree. They're fit for nothing much except for their magazine that comes out every month. We don't have to appease because we are righteous. To appease indicates that we doubt that we are righteous. We're never going to have everybody liking us. That's just never going to happen. There's something about somebody that stands up and says, I don't need your help. For some people, that's admired. For other people, it's off-putting. You don't need anything? You can stand alone? I just don't believe you. Whenever you hear somebody out there saying, we don't really want to put it out there like that, do we? Ask them why not. Is getting out there and saying, I am constitutional because I am created by God and I recognize my God-given rights. Is that any more extreme? Or is that extreme at all? Is that any more extreme than being called a criminal in waiting or law-abiding until you're not? Or, you know, being told by the governor of your state that if you believe this, get out of that. Get out of here. We don't want you. The governor is a temporary employee. He serves the pleasure of his constituents. And he's telling some of those that probably voted for him to get out because you believe this. We're not ruled. We're governed by consent. I know a lot of you are saying, oh, no, Bill, that's not the way. And I know that's not the way it's going right now. But getting out there and not believing that is not going to make it happen that way. Believing that that is the way it's supposed to be leads to determination. And while I can't sit here and tell you, hey, this is how you get past these rigged elections, or this is how you get past the voting machines that are rigged, or I don't know the way to that. But I do understand that sitting out there, I mean, one lesson I took away from the military when in basic training, as long as you kept trying, they would not fail you. If you fell down and broke your leg and started crawling to get to your objective, they would not kick you out. This determination to continue is what will make the difference. And we are a massive amount of people. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
War Sport introduces the LVOA AR. This highly anticipated rifle is the embodiment of the low visibility operation concept. Made and designed in the USA, the LVOA combines mil-spec and specially designed features, bringing a flat-shooting, extremely durable AR from concept to reality. To find out more, go to lvoa.us. War Sport, making function and reliability on an extreme level. This is only the beginning.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Recognizing that America's most valuable resource is in their care, PNW Arms has forever changed the face of weapons science. Relentlessly pursuing research and development, PNW Arms is driven by exactitude. They have applied their collaborative skills, advancing ballistic science to a degree unimagined, both in existing ammunition potential and in creations yet to come. To find out more, go to pnwarms.com. At PNW Arms, their mission is nothing less than to change the face of the shooting industry forever.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to knobcreekrange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit knobcreekrange.com today.
Modern patriots and operators choose the industry-leading number one patented piston system from Adams Arms. The Adams Arms rifle is the natural evolution of the original Stoner design. All of its strengths, none of the weaknesses. With a lifetime warranty and made in the USA, this life-coating processed AR-15 is available in numerous configurations only at Adams Arms. To order, visit the website at adamsarms.net. Adams Arms, precision technology for the modern warrior.
Now, more pounding from the blunt object.
And welcome back. I looked at some article from the LA Times yesterday, and this is where the anti-gunners sort of show their weakness, because they like to play the what-if game. Sort of like that General Keane was out there when he was... Did you see that guy? He was on Fox News, I think it was. And they were asking him about soldiers being armed on post. And he said, well, when the first responders get there, if you've got 50,000 soldiers out there shooting the place up, just shooting, there's shooting going on everywhere, how are they going to know who the bad guys are? Now look, gun grabbers, either you're going to require that people be trained or not. Military personnel, if they say, I hear shooting 500 yards away, let's shoot over there. They're not going to do that. Idiocy. They like to play the what-if game. So, I don't know if this person is male or female. And I can't tell by any pronouns or anything from it. But this person is named Jan Miller, and they sent a letter to the LA Times. Suppose I'm legally carrying a concealed gun at a business when armed robbers show up. Fearing for my life, I just want to get out of the store, but the front door is the only way out. Let's assume I can't tell who is whom by how they're dressed. Well, the armed robbers, well, one thing, they'll have guns out and pointed at people. But that's the setup. Armed robbers burst in and you immediately forget who they are. There's a couple of things you can do in that particular situation. If you are a carrier, the first thing you need to do is start moving and look for cover. Not concealment, but for cover. Because as you're moving to concealment, they'll see you going to concealment. And concealment doesn't stop anything. It just hides you. You need to go to cover. When you're moving to cover, then you can then, on your way, draw your weapon, and then you're going to have to play the waiting game. You don't want to draw on a drawn gun. You don't want to draw on a drawn gun unless you are moving. Unless you can do it where they can't see you doing it. Unless you absolutely have to, but the bottom line, it's better to have a gun in that situation than not, in the case the armed robbers decide to kill everyone. And Ms. Miller, okay, now we have a gender. She doesn't see it that way. How will I know which of these gunfighters to shoot as I try to get through the doors to safety? Should I just kill anyone between the door and me? Will any police officers who arrive know that I am not one of the robbers? Suppose an undercover officer looks like a robber and I shoot him thinking I'm a good guy with a gun, taking care of a bad guy with a gun. What do I tell their families? My bad? gosh. First of all, there's no getting around it. In a situation like that, that's very bad. You can do everything right in a gunfight and still die. And you're absolutely right. A good guy can shoot a good guy by mistake. Just ask the cops. But just because bad things happen to a good guy with a gun doesn't mean carrying a gun is a zero-sum game. And you can simply look at statistics, which even the Obama CDC acknowledges exist. Successful defensive gun uses, millions of them. Statistically, people, every day in America, at least 7,000 people a day successfully uses a gun to defend their life or the lives of their loved ones without dying, 95% of the time without shooting. They don't get wounded. They don't wound a good guy. About 100 times a day, they actually shoot people. And once again, good guys don't get wounded. The good guy with the gun doesn't get wounded. Bottom line, the chances of a good guy with a gun shooting the wrong person or getting shot in a gunfight are far less than the chances of a successful outcome. You need to think about it logically. If that wasn't true, millions of Americans wouldn't carry a gun, which according to John Lott, now he's got some new updated concealed carry permit data. That's 11 million now. It's not the 8 million. It's 11 million. No matter what the NRA said. What? Why would they? Now, some of us have already made that calculation. And we work to defend our natural, civil, and constitutionally protected right to keep and bear arms. this this conjecture, this argument. This is not somebody asking a question. This is somebody making an argument as to why you shouldn't carry one and use it in self-defense. And that indicates we're on the right track when you highlight successful defensive gun use. If we can expose these antis and the fence straddlers to the positive possibility of armed self-defense, they might consider their irrational opposition. Most of the antis out there today, most of them are parrots. Somebody said something and they simply believe it. And if you show them something else, well, maybe they might reconsider it. At the same time, I'm not counting on it. I'm not holding my breath. But you can take them to the range. You can show them their gun can be handled safely, and they can handle a gun safely. And that's about as good as you can do, conversion-wise. A letter to the editor is promoting a private sector way to promote safe gun ownership. And this is going the way of the liability insurance again. And they start out by, you know, they make the first mistake they make is they bring up Newtown and Aurora. And they say that Congress has again demonstrated its inability to respond constructively to mass shootings. What exactly does that mean? Respond constructively. Does that mean restrict me or somebody else that wants to own a certain type of gun? He says, obviously, Ben Franklin's claim that security and liberty are not mutually exclusive must be addressed through other means. And I suggest, this is him, I suggest that the free market might provide a viable solution to the Second Amendment conundrum facing us. First things first, there is no conundrum, fool. But he wants to use the auto insurance model. Gun purchasers would be required to secure a liability policy with minimum coverage thresholds from private insurance companies. Registration and background information would be obtained by the company, not the government, assuring the public that private sector underwriters have verification of gun owner stability and competence in their files. Individuals could purchase all the guns they desire if deemed to be no threat to society. These renewable policies would provide recourse upon failure to meet favorable risk assessments. Well, that would be by mandate anyway. There'd have to be a law for that there, Jack. And getting out there and saying, well, if you meet these criteria, you can have a gun, that's a non-starter for me. Absolute positive. But he says this would remove government involvement, as if government would look at that and say, well, we don't have to get involved in that now, do we? Have you ever seen anything they don't want to get involved in? Anything? I mean, I'm over here smoking an e-cigarette. They want to regulate that. I'm trying to quit smoking. And they want to regulate my mechanism? Yeah. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website, by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Coming from Blue Force Gear, the same thing they did with weapon slings. Blue Force Gear has revolutionized the Molly Load carriage with the Helium Whisper attachment system. Pouches built with Helium Whisper technology are fully Molly compatible and are lighter, thinner, and more durable than current issue equivalents. Lighter gear enables you to move faster with less bulk, ensuring that you will survive to fight another day. Find ultralight gear with the revolutionary Helium Whisper attachment system at blueforcegear.com.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to knobcreekrange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit knobcreekrange.com today.
At Griffin Industries, the concept of good is never good enough. Combining extreme fit, function, and appearance, the Griffin Industries weapons and ammo carrying systems have taken the industry standard and turned it upside down. With an organic manufacturing process, Griffin Industries ensures tolerance and quality control with no equal. Flat rate shipping and rapid turnaround gets this superlative product in your hands and on your belt in no time. Visit GriffinIndustries.com. Griffin Industries, the 21st century solution.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Developed and made by U.S. Army Special Forces soldiers, Spartan Blades are the professional-grade combat utility knife. The preferred knives of those who go into harm's way, Spartan Blades endeavors to create knives that will last a lifetime and beyond. To find out more, go to SpartanBladesUSA.com. Whether you are a law enforcement professional, outdoorsman, or just appreciate craftsmanship and a cutting tool, Spartan Blades endeavors to make knives that will get the task done. Spartan Blades, knives with intent.
I'm afraid of Americans. I'm afraid of the world. I'm afraid I can't help it.
Hey, gun grabbers, do you feel the pain?
I'm afraid of Americans.
Welcome back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in? 1-800-313-9443. Right now, they're trying to deconstruct what happened at Fort Hood as far as motive is concerned. They're saying that Specialist Yvonne Lopez may have had angry words with fellow soldiers before opening fire on the military base and killing three, wounding 16, and then turning the gun on himself. Okay. Here's the thing about this. On a military post, if you want to go to the range on a military post, you have to go through a process to do that, which includes, I don't know what it is now. I can tell you what it was in the 80s at Fort Campbell, Kentucky. At Fort Campbell, Kentucky, you had to take a safety class. You had to get certified. They had to know which guns you were bringing on post, and then you were let go. They just let you just shoot at whatever you wanted. We had pop-up targets, so that was cool. You shoot them, they fall down, they pop back up. Right now, they're trying to determine what the trigger event was. However, I will submit to you, because they've already said that this weapon he used had not been registered for these reasons. That gun, when it was brought on post, this was premeditated. I don't know if he had any sort of mental deficiency or anything. He spent 4 months in a combat zone as a big target. I get that part of it. I just don't know to what depth that may have gone. But when he brought the gun on post, he was breaking rules then and there. And if this started at 4 p.m., this is, this is right before the evening formation. This is right before everybody, quote unquote, gets off, gets released from duty for the day, except for the people that are going to run, you know, the CQs and everybody else that's on fire watch and anything else. If he brought the gun on post that day, he brought it on post for no good reason. They're saying that there may have been a verbal altercation with another soldier or soldiers. I used to have those all the time. Never shot anybody over it. Lieutenant General Miley is saying that this is a strong indication that's what sparked the shooting. We have no indications at this time or of any links to terrorist organizations of any kind, national or international. I suspect because of his domestic situation that there may have been a mental health issue involved in that, because when you're, you know, you don't want to leave your wife and four children behind because you're angry. But at the same time, he carried the gun on post prior to shooting it up. He did post an update on his Facebook page accusing two men of robbing him and possibly hinting that he was on the brink of snapping, according to Fox News Latino. On March the 1st, he wrote, "I have just lost my inner peace, full of hatred. I think this time the devil will take me." If he wrote that on March the 1st, that's premeditation, folks. It's it's not a crime of passion. He had been distraught over the deaths of his mother and grandfather, which happened about 2 months apart. And the Army initially denied Lopez permission to travel to Puerto Rico to attend his mother's funeral. But they did give him, later, they gave him 24 hours to attend. Here's the thing about the military. When you join the military, you're not living in a democracy anymore, folks. You're under the command of various layers in the chain of command. And they decide what you will and will not do. That is part and parcel of serving. If you don't want to do that, don't join. It's volunteer service. It's not compulsory. So, and yes, they do, you know, when my first son was born, and I was stationed in Germany, 20 days after he's born, I was gone for 2 months. Did I like that? No. Was it part of the job? Yeah. The Army didn't issue me a child. They didn't issue me a wife. That's just reality of the armed forces. Lopez, who served, I don't quite get this, because he was a E4 who had been in the Army for 9 years. They're saying he received several awards during his 9 years of service. Being an E4 after 9 years is, in combat is a little unheard of. I made E5 in three. In three. I was on the E6 list in five. With most people, if you can, you know, the rule of thumb is if you're unless the Army is drastically coming back, or cutting back, rather, then, you know, it's not unnecessary, it's not unheard of to expect a pay grade for each year you're in service up to a certain degree. Once you get to E7, when you're going for E7, that literally becomes something that is above a higher power within the military. It's literally almost congressional. 9 years of service, E4. I remember at Fort Gordon when I was taking a COMO course down in beautiful Augusta, Georgia. Lou Rawls came to entertain us. And he had been in the Army for 4 or 5 years, and they said he attained the rank of E4. And I remember looking at everybody around and saying, how's that distinguished? 9 years E4. Lopez was armed with a .45 caliber Smith & Wesson M&P, 10-round capacity in the magazine. And a female MP ran up on him, her gun drawn. She did not seek permission or anything. She did the right thing. 15 minutes after the fact, after the attack began, which is a long time. But that just indicates where the guys with the guns are. They got to, you know, they're not everywhere. And then he committed suicide. They're going to continue to try to figure out what happened, and they're going to try to mitigate the damage, because you know, there's a lot of people that don't think soldiers have a right to defend themselves on post, on in garrison, and it's those soldiers that died because of an argument that have been in combat. Do you know how stupid it is for them to have been put in that situation? How many tours of duty did you do? 4. Where did you die? In the office back at Fort Hood. It is stupid to take these people, and believe me, everybody that joins the military, whether you are a cook or a intel analyst or a medic or whatever, you all take the same basic training, basic rifle marksmanship. You learn how to do the rudimentaries of patrol. You have to learn the 30 common tasks. You learn how to set up a claymore. You learn how to shoot an anti-tank weapon. You learn how to do a lot of things. And you learn all of that. Cooks in combat have rifles. And these are the trained people. These are the ones that have learned to shoot and move and communicate. And saying that they shouldn't have guns, like this general said on Fox News, saying because there'd be shooting everywhere. Are you saying the American military armed forces are a bunch of idiots? Because that's not who I serve with. But they'll continue to try to deconstruct this and try to lay blame for the attack somewhere. I'm waiting to see how Obama... This is not a terrorist attack by any means. This is actually, you know, 2009 was a terrorist attack. Did he have a terrorist organization behind him? No, Hassan did not. But he, you know, if it walks like a duck and quacks like a duck, his motivation was terrorist, jihadist. There's an Army sergeant named Howard Ray. He survived the 2009 attack. He said, when our soldiers are unarmed, they will find themselves in a situation like yesterday and in 2009. Absolutely right. Lopez bought his gun last month from the same store where Hassan purchased his weapon in 2009. There's no indication at this time that the gun dealer did anything wrong, and he probably didn't. I mean, Hassan was a field-grade officer. And this guy was a distinguished service member with 9 years of service who had attained the high rank of E4. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
Do you own a gun? The attorneys and members of Texas Law Shield see every day how law-abiding citizens can become the victims of an anti-gun culture and a legal system that is designed to produce convictions rather than seek justice. Texas Law Shield is a firearm single defense program dedicated to protecting legal gun owners. We offer comprehensive criminal and civil coverage with our 24/7 emergency hotline. Texas Law Shield completes your armed self-defense plan. To become a member, visit TexasLawShield.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Chelation was first used in the 50s to get the lead out, but the doctors found it also improved circulation and heart health. Today, people still spend thousands of dollars to take chelation. The herbs in Extendivite were chosen for their chelating and healing effects to give you the detoxifying benefits of chelation plus the health benefits of the other herbs for a fraction of the cost of chelation therapy. People have reported finding many long-term ailments start to disappear the longer they take Extendivite. It is no secret that if you remove the toxins, you remove the causes of many of today's ailments. Don't wait any longer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapon's reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to salientarmsinternational.com. Salient Arms International, innovation cube.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Bill Freeman, Bald and Dangerous.
And welcome back. On a Friday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. In Texas, the open carry thing is still a muddled situation. The other day, and I'm going to pronounce his name the way it would be, I think, Hispanically, because he's in San Antonio. I may be wrong about this, and to this person, I apologize if I'm getting it wrong. Henry Visique was stopped by a nervous San Antonio police officer who relatively quickly came to understand that the man who was open carrying a rifle slung behind his back was doing it legally and that he meant no harm. And at that point, it seemed like everything was well in hand. The officer told Visique that he was free to go and he was going to escort him home. And at that point, a second San Antonio officer interjects himself into the situation. In a video that was recorded, the second officer approached is heard saying, "We're going to take that gun off your shoulder. Do you understand that? Do you understand that?" Then the other officer asked if Vasique would fight if the police grab his gun. He replied, "I'm not going to grab it, sir. I have not been arrested, and the law says unless I've been arrested, you can't take it from me." An officer then asked if the rifle was loaded, even though Vasique had already stated that it was several times and told the police he was not breaking any laws. At this point, an officer tases Mr. Vasique because he stated he was being unlawfully arrested and that he didn't give consent to any searches or seizures. Mr. Vasique was arrested for allegedly violating a city ordinance that says it is illegal to carry a loaded rifle or shotgun on any public street. Vasique and Open Carry Texas claimed that the ordinance violates state law, and they plan to hold a protest. It remains to be seen if Vasique will file a civil rights case against the other officer in the SAPD. The incident was his first attempt at peaceful open carry. Now, let's ask this question here. You have one officer who has made the initial inquiry, decided that there is not a crime going on here, and he's going to make the call to just, okay, everything's good, I'll walk you to your house or I'll escort you home. And then you've got two other officers that roll in there wearing the jackboots. Why? Where was this first officer? Where was he? I haven't watched the video, so I don't know. The first officer that made this determination early on, why didn't he step up and say, "I got this, get out of my face"? Two, why does it take three of them to deal with one person that's not breaking the law? Because he has a gun on his back. Now, a gun slung at low ready, okay, muzzle down, butt stock up, can be grabbed by somebody that knows what they're doing and swung around. He can grab it right at the handguard right before the sight or however it's configured and swing that around the front of him quick if he knows what he's doing, if he's trained to do it. And, you know, I'm sure cops are aware of that because they probably do that. But if you're just walking to make a statement, how, and it's legal, you know, the C.J. Grisham in Killeen, Texas, right outside of Fort Hood. Okay, I could see that, but with all of these things happening now, don't they know it's legal? And since there is no determination, no clarification as to what is carrying a legally open-carried long gun, since they haven't clarified what is the non-threatening manner in which to do it, wouldn't they look? There's only so many ways you can carry these things. Only so many ways. I've been, you know, if I... if I were a resident of Texas, I would get an AR-15. I would pull it apart. I'd have a separate sling for the bolt carrier group, for the lower receiver, and for the upper receiver, and have every one of these things slung on my back. Because at this particular point, it ain't working. It's not going to fire. That's about as non-threatening as you can get. Just to see what would happen. Of course, I would be a member of Texas Law Shield before I did it. But just to get them to the point to where they can say, okay, this is non-threatening. I fully get it now. Get a demilled upper receiver and have it just cut right on top of the barrel to where it's no longer functioning, to where they can see it in plain sight. Is that non-threatening? Since they're being ridiculous, I'm ready to see some ridiculous stuff go to play. You know what I'm saying? I have always thought, until very recently, that Texas is a free state as far as guns are concerned. And apparently, depending on where you are in Texas, it is not that way. You have to go to Arizona to get real true freedom in that particular region. And I have to tip my hat to Come and Take It and Open Carry, because they keep pushing the edge of the envelope, trying to get an answer for it. And at the same time, the police are not doing, they're not doing themselves any favors doing things this way. Oh, gosh. Now, see, here's Kansas is telling me this in the chat room. I can carry a cap and ball pistol there openly because it's not stated in the law that I can't. But why do I need to do that? If I'm going to make a statement, it's going to be an AR-15. And I'm going to be as ridiculous as I can about it, because I don't want to be threatening. I don't do that because I'm not in Texas, but you can doggone sure bet if I lived in Texas right now, I would be wearing a disassembled AR-15 dangling off of my back. I would have so many straps around my front that I'd look like I had just parachuted in. And then if they come up and say, we got a call from a man with a gun. Well, I got the kit back there on my back. You want to check that out? No, it isn't loaded. It's not even assembled. What are they going to say then? I don't know. I don't think they're going to, you know. And at that point, I would hope they would tase me and arrest me, because I've always wanted to own a little town in Texas. And I'm pretty sure that's coming. Because with each and every time they do this, and they call attention to the fact that there's a statute out there that says it's legal, and then they violate that statute and contrive disorderly conduct, carrying in a threatening manner, one of these days it's going to lead to some sort of action. It should be legislative. But if they don't do it in the legislature, and I know they don't meet that often, but somebody needs to address this. Somebody needs to step up to the plate and say, hey, cops, municipal, state, and local cops, this is legal. Stop arresting people for it. I have spoken. Don't make me talk again. Dude just out there polite. Are you going to fight us if we try to take your rifle? Well, no, but I haven't broken any law. He's laying on the ground twitching. Sure, he's thinking, gosh, I thought I was reasonable. I just had the handheld defib treatment. Some of these things they do cracks me up. I mean, they shouldn't be doing these. When they get out there and say, and I'll make my case for it. We're about to go into the next hour. Let me simply say this. Police don't keep law and order. And I'll explain further when we get back. Right now, we're going to go into the third hour. So we'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.